Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net in preparing these daily messages. We prepare it from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where once again we're looking out on a gorgeous late summer day. Well, the message that we're reading right now is around 12 noon. We've been working through the morning, and we want to encourage you with the message titled, Nevertheless, a very powerful word. The scripture text is from 2 Timothy 2, verse 19.
Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness.
All throughout Lancaster County, there are many old stone mills, normally situated along streams for the water power. Well, I took the photo seen on today's site of the Mascot Roller Mill in eastern Lancaster County along Mill Creek. When we first moved to this area in 2001, we lived around the corner from Risser's Mill, an impressive three-story cut stone mill erected nearly 200 years ago along Little Chickies Creek. Don Pickle, along with his wife, presently owned the mill since it was inherited from her family.
And we have such fond memories because the year that we lived on that road, there was also located next to it the Covered
Risser's
Bridge.
Risser's Mill Covered Bridge on Risser's Mill Road, all named after Risser's Mill.
We spent a lot of time there. Don Pickle gave us a personal tour of the mill, which has been closed since 1940, and he explained the great effort made by the builders to see that the mill had a firm foundation with layers of huge stone going down far below the surface. And as we recall this morning, he told us that the foundation went as deep in the ground as the building stood above the ground. Well, Stephen and I were astounded at this news, and we sized up the three-story mill and considered the time and labor expended as laborers used primitive tools to chip away deeply into the solid earth. These mills were built to last, and although few are still used in our current way of life, they stand strong to this day. Their long-standing resilience is attributed to their deep, strong foundations.
Today, let us consider a wonderful occurrence of the word, quote, nevertheless, end quote, in our daily verse. In the context, Paul is confronting and warning against the counterfeit teaching of two men named Hymenaeus and Philetus. These men had wandered from the truth, denied the resurrection, and had destroyed the faith of some. The relentless attack on the genuine faith that Paul experienced continues unabated to this day. We face it from the scientific, media, educational, political, and even the religious establishment. On the personal level, we daily face the flaming arrows of our enemy that seeks to intimidate and lead us astray.
The word nevertheless conveys a sense of in spite of, notwithstanding, or despite anything to the contrary.
Paul begins the verse with this great phrase, Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm. As Brooksine and I pray today, we prayed that above all else in today's message that this phrase would grip your hearts. Praise God for it. Sink your spiritual teeth into it. This assurance is powerfully expressed musically in a great old classic hymn, How Firm a Foundation. Many years ago, I considered this verse as I developed a sub-theme for this daily writing ministry. Well, and if you scroll down to the last statement on the email post or website, you will find these words based upon this text. Living securely today, anchored in God's solid foundation.
Paul writes that our solid foundation is in God. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And his solid foundation is, quote, sealed with this inscription, end quote. In the original Greek, this conveys a mark of genuineness. This seal is placed on God's solid foundation, which gives the believer courage, perspective, and discernment when the shifting sands of philosophical and theological wanderings from the genuine faith are being thrust at us.
My, they sure are. First, the inscription states, quote, "The Lord knows those who are His," end quote. Have you placed your faith in Christ? If so, you are His. That's really all that matters. I'm a genuine child of God this morning, so is Brooksine, and so are you, if you've done so. He knows who I am, and that I am His.
However, there is a tendency to overlook the second part of the inscription, which states, quote, "Everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness," end quote. Those of us who are confessing the name of Jesus, or Jesus to be our Savior, must turn away from wickedness. As I confess with my lips, I must also be genuine in my actions. An evidence of genuine saving grace is when we are no longer conforming to the pattern of this world, but we are being transformed into the image of God.
Thank God today for this solid foundation, which ever stands firm, since Christ Jesus Himself is the chief cornerstone.
Let's all pray together in faith today. Father, thank You that when we came to faith through the precious blood of Your Son, Jesus, we became fellow citizens with Your people and members of Your household. Our faith is now built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus as our chief cornerstone. It is through Him that our whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple, bringing glory and honor to Your name. We no longer live for the world, but we invite Your Spirit to indwell us, so that we are being transformed into Your image, day by day. Amen. I encourage you to read Ephesians 2, verses 19 to 22, from which I certainly formed the foundation for the prayer today.
She does that a lot. It's a wonderful way to pray is using the scriptures. Well, thanks for joining us today. We're excited about this evening. We have a group of our friends coming over from our home Bible group. Ironically, one of the prices to be paid for living in the country is the type of fertilizer they use. They spread on the fields, and we're looking out our window and we're seeing that they're spreading it on the field across from our home as we prepare the message. Well, that's just part of living in the country. We hope the winds shift a different way this evening, or we're going to have a rather pleasant aroma as we have our outdoor picnic.
Unpleasant,
actually. I was being facetious. Mm-hmm. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2008. It's always a joy to share God's Word. We pray about these messages that they will have an impact. We have several photos up on the site today. One of a mill in eastern Lancaster County. When we lived near Risser's Mill, mentioned in the message, I did not have a digital camera. And although we might have a couple of still pictures somewhere, I don't have anything on file in my computer. But it's similar to the one pictured on the site today. Also have a picture of a red coleus, a type of plant that is among my favorite, on the site today. I took last week in Newport, and I wanted to share a couple of suggested songs today. One, the great classic mentioned in the message, How Firm a Foundation, a Fernando Ortega version, and also a more contemporary song, at least we've sung, probably popular 10 or 15 years ago, Don Moen's song, Firm Foundation. Both of them are using YouTube, but really we put them up primarily for the audio. Just click on it, and you might have to click a second time to get it to start, and it will bless you, we're sure. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are grateful to be followers of Christ and to have a firm foundation upon which to stand.